Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Down in that way.
He never has.
In terms of popping the Memphis. I love playing here. I love playing for my city. Hadn't said, nary a negative word I can find about the fan base that's flipped on him back and forth. You know, that's what you'd want from folks that represent your program and I think about it from that standpoint of man, would I want my kid to go through what Alo's going through just in terms of the criticism?
Yeah,
year after year.
But I would say though,
if he was a better unique situation, but a Memphis kid shouldn't have to transfer out just so he doesn't have to hear it.
Well, no, but my point is if you had a guy Alo is the same player today that he was when he enrolled at Memphis. He is the exact same guy. He has not gotten considerably better or worse since he enrolled, yet he still continues to get the opportunity and the role that he is getting. And if he was not, Penny's guy from day one, then we know he would not be getting those. And I think it's a direct reflection of talent level. It's a direct reflection of role assignment. It's all those things that go into it. And I think it's just he is the face of the frustration, you and I agree fundamentally on Alo. He shouldn't have as big a role as he has, but he should have a role. He should have some role on this team. He should play some minutes on this team. We can go back and forth about how many, probably too many right now, starting. I don't agree with that. You're bringing a guy like Keontae Kennedy off the bench who on Sunday was the only dude that could score for you there for a minute. Like, that to me makes no sense. I don't think Memphis is unique. I don't think Memphis as a city is unique in that. Are they worse than, another passionate community fan base? Are they worse than Kentucky? Are they worse than, I think that's the other side of it. That's the double-edged sword of it. You have people that will take care of you post-career and try to help you post-career. But yeah, there are going to be some things that are said and some words that are shared that are not always great. But that's the passion, and there it does cut both ways, and you and I both know we have seen the passion work to the good. It can and often does. Mm-hmm. I mean, Will Coleman has gotten opportunities in the city of Memphis. He's not from here, but he has gotten employment opportunities because of him being Will Coleman and people knowing him and supporting him through the years. Joe, we know we've had him on the show and talked about all that, so it can be a benefit too. But there are days when it's not and it's ugly and. I don't think Memphis is different than other passionate communities like that. Maybe they are, but I don't know. We'll come back. Doc Holliday is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the Memphis football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Situation.
Make it fun.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tell me, make it fun. No, it is. Make it fun. Got to do it now. Make it fun. Got to do it now. Make it fun. Got to do it now. Make it fun. Oh, yeah.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is making the holidays brighter this year. Bigger, brighter diamonds and jewelry for any budget. Right now, you can get three times the sparkle for just half the price. Hit that Love Bright Diamond Collection. It features rings, necklaces, earrings, bracelets, all crafted to feature one high-performance, larger center diamond surrounded by a halo of eight smaller diamonds. All the best stuff waiting for you at RIJ.
Christmas is a good time to get engaged, and ring design is the number one priority for engagement rings. Let Howie and Robert Irwin Jewelers show you all the most popular ring styles that are guaranteed to get you yes without the stress. Each ring's one of a kind because she's unlike any other. Howie understands that. He understands you want a unique shopping experience that'll make you want to come back. He wants to be your jeweler for life. Give him a shot. You're absolutely going to love the experience. Robert Irwin Jewelers, too, has a new collection of vintage-style halo engagement rings in stock starting at $1,999. Pre-finance, 12 months interest-free. You can take up to 60 months to pay. Howie's got a gift for every budget, an engagement ring for every budget. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers, five locations, are online at rijewelers.com.
Now, we're talking about, like, Memphis kids heading out and not staying in town. We know about Kennedy Chandler, who, of course, found his way back to Memphis. We know about Matt Morrell there at Ole Miss. One guy that we don't talk about, who I don't think he's from Memphis. He's from the Memphis area, though. Jarkel Joyner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not from Memphis, but he's like from outside.
Yeah, he played for Team Penny.
Yeah, or Hoop City, or maybe he played for everybody.
Yeah, he did.
But he is averaging 18 a game at NC State.
Really?
Yeah. Like, and I think that was the – I think Jarkel was a guy.
I don't even think I knew he still had eligibility.
Yeah, he does. Year. Well, everybody has eligibility these days, my man. But, yeah, he's from Oxford. But
hometown I'm seeing now, Oxford.
But he played, you know, for all the Memphis, mm-hmm. you know, high school, AAU teams. So it's kind of like whatever. I kind of count him.
You should have mentioned Sid Henderson Jr. out there at Arizona.
No question. No doubt.
Guy who was sitting there. Transferring from Campbell, shot 38% last year and has been an absolute stud for them.
So there are definitely some success stories, you know, of local guys leaving. But there, you know, there are
Well, and Penny's made a decision on some of those guys, too.
Oh,
right?
For sure.
I mean, that's, you know, Penny made a decision on Matthew Morrell because he's recruiting Jalen Green.
Yep.
Penny made a decision on Kennedy Chandler for whatever, you know. Again, he's not going to go after every Memphis kid. We've certainly seen that. Well, I put it this way, every Memphis kid that you think is Memphis good, he's not necessarily going to go after. He's going to have other plans sometimes. That said, no. Absolutely, John, you can be successful both ways.
Yeah.
I know you want to say that.
Well, yeah. I mean, because
Memphis kids can still have good experience at Memphis.
Well, yeah, because they can. ALO is not representative of every kid's experience.
I mean, the last great one. The last great multiple-year Memphis kid experience at that program. I'm sure this is not necessarily where you had planned to go.
No, I was going to break down USC-Ryan, which has kicked off 12th minute here. It's 0-0.
Good. I'm glad you got that update. You can keep us tuned.
Well,
ooh,
because
I think I stumped him.
You would have vouched. I'm not vouching for the post career, you know. I don't want to vouch for the post career, but big dog. Can I just keep it within the years that they were playing?
Yeah, I'm just saying the
Jeremy
last
Hunt.
Great Memphis experience.
Jeremy Hunt
for a Memphis player is Jeremy Hunt. That's the most recent good experience, multi-year experience from a Memphis-born player.
Yeah.
I was
going back.
I mean, if we're being honest, because most of those guys have left.
Can I make a submission?
Sure.
Jeremiah Martin.
Okay, Jeremiah Martin. Yep, he's the one. He's the one.
And good one, BC.
But then it's Jeremy.
You're right.
But then it's Jeremy Hunt after him. I think those are the two. Yeah, because like
Jeremiah did it through three different coaches, didn't
he? Four-year player. Decent, you know, made the league for a buck.
And great fan experience and
good
everything
experience,
else.
Good experience, wasn't manhandled by the fans.
He is the most recent.
The question really
became, and he had a beautiful experience, that's what I'm saying.
If not for the last year, though, you would not have said that. If not for the last year with Penny.
When he got unlocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't like 4 years of bliss, you know, it was actually quite the opposite. But he did get that last year with Penny, though, which is like...
Which made it an unbelievable story.
And I think because, you know, look, you know,
Jeremiah's a good one, BC. I'm glad we didn't overlook him.
Joe, we know. Tarek transferred. Chris Crawford. I mean, I think Chris Crawford would probably...
I said he probably would say positive things about the fan experience. And
you know, Nick King transferred. Austin transferred. Markel transferred. You know?
Man, Markel sure did. Yeah.
So it's like all those dudes ended up transferring. You know,
you'd like to have more of those.
Yeah.
But again... There's seven different ways to skin a cat, you know. Yeah, I'm not saying it has to be. We saw John, and this city was as behind a team as you can be when Cal had a team that wasn't Memphis-centric or, you know, wasn't necessarily relying on Memphis guys. So we know that Penny Shoney can do it a couple of different ways.
Right.
That said, yes, to the conversation we were having earlier.
To me, it's like, I don't know.
Ain't as many as maybe you would expect.
Well, and look, the world is changing. Did you know that? That the world is changing?
Yes, it's unfortunately becoming more toxic by the day.
Well, that ain't got nothing to do with...
That ain't just social media.
Well, we don't need your political commentary.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's not what we're out here for.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, in terms of... It used to be a pipeline, right? You would you would identify the local talent when they were in, like, middle school. They would go to high school in Memphis. They would become great. They would go to Memphis. And, like, who knows what would happen. But now... It's totally scattered. Okay, you identify the young kid in middle school, but, like, he might be, you know, in Kansas by the time he's in a sophomore in high school. He might be in Florida. He might be, you know.
Good point. He might not finish high school in Memphis.
It's just like whereas you used to be able to say, like, oh, this kid's at Sheffield and this kid's at White Station and this kid's at Ridgeway and this kid's here and there and all the way around. Well, they're not anymore. These kids aren't in those schools anymore. They're so you can't just – like that vending machine claw, just pick in the mid. Like you almost have to, you know, lean on non-local kids now because there aren't as many. There aren't nearly as many. It used to be a real lifeblood for the Tigers, but it's not anymore. It can't be. Curtis Givens is now at IMG. Arshon King, I think, is no longer in town. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's gone.
I can't think of this. His
Kennedy transferred. Matthew Morrell transferred. Right? Didn't he go to IMG? Mm-hmm. Or am I making that up?
No, he his last year he left.
Yeah. So all these guys eventually, whether it's as juniors or their seniors, if you are good, you leave. You don't. You go to a prep school. You go to an IMG. You go to something like that. It's just that's what happens now. There is no great senior, you know, in Memphis high school basketball anymore. So. You know, you for the most part. I mean, there are exceptions, but I just feel like you have to conduct your recruiting appropriately, and that's why I think you have seen some of those, like you said, have been strategic choices. You know, not here to argue about whether those are the right or wrong ones, but it does feel like Penny has kind of, you know, accepted that, and because when Penny got the job, you thought like, oh, it would be it would just be Memphis, 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 Memphis. But it really has not. I mean, there have been some, but it has not been the reliance on Memphis talent that maybe we thought it would be. And that's a variety of factors. But you know, I don't think I would have said, you know, there are as few Memphis kids through the years as there have been. You know, like none in 2021. Do we count Musa? I don't know. I mean, that's.
No, I don't think really. You
yeah.
Do.
So no. You didn't have one in 2020. You didn't have one in 2021. You're not going to have any in 2022. So, or 2023, as it were. The Lawson's transferred. You know, I guess Jonathan. Yeah, Jonathan was the 2021. So it's just less. It's just fewer than I would have predicted. But you know, look, Memphis made the tournament last year. They got some momentum. You don't have to have Memphis kids on your roster to have success. On to other matters. Is 0-0, Jason, in the 18th minute. It appears as though the pack it in strategy is working so far for Iran.
Does that formation look? Does it look?
Oh, it's. It is a.
Does it stand out?
Oh, it stands out, buddy. It is like a fleet. You just can't.
They're all pretty much on one side of the field.
No, I don't have it in front of me.
I can give a. It's so the possession 49% for the U.S. on the attack. It's down to 35% on the attack for our friends from Iran, or our not so good friends.
Is this what they're playing in Qatar? Is like for the highlight shows and stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
We're pressing pretty hard, and we're clearly trying to attack, but. They had a header there from Pulisic that just went short. That was as close as we got to a goal.
Okay.
Wanted to be up 2-0 with a half, John. That's what you said we needed to be striving for.
That exactly.
We're at the 18th minute now, and we're on the attack, actually.
Dangerous attack.
Yeah.
Dangerous attack is what they were calling.
And that one's fended off. So.
Hey. It was like the biggest thing going on in sports today.
It is.
It definitely, I mean, this
comes
around.
It will be until it's over, huh?
This comes around once every 4 years here. I mean, yeah, I mean, it doesn't look like anything spectacular in terms of...
They're playing keep away, guys.
Yeah, I mean, you're just going to have one attack break through. We need to get Ben Pearman on the line here. How do we do this?
Yeah.
How do we break?
He's in Charleston, John. Well,
he's got some.
Remember, he wanted nothing to do with Memphis anymore.
No, John, wrong.
There's no Memphis connection here. This is country. This is for country here, Ben Pearman.
You're even wanting him as our soccer analyst.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Again, the what's at stake here, if the United States wins, they are on to the knockout stage, which is really where the fun starts in the World Cup. Like, all this stuff is just, you know, this is all just qualifications. If the United States draws or loses, then they gone. They gone.
You mean we gone?
Well, yeah, we gone.
Man, picked against us, and now it's they. Now it ain't your country.
I think he's on to something, though, Jason. They are playing keep away from us. It is scary how they're just putting the thing out there and keeping it away from us.
Yeah, we want John to be wrong today.
I want him to be wrong.
We want to have scores.
We
today.
Are
we wanna,
Iran.
We want to find a way to score today.
I'm trying. I want to advance, man. I want to keep it.
Yeah.
I want to keep this thing going. I want to keep it. Because I'll tell you this, if the United States is out, folks, you have heard the last World Cup update.
Good, because you were acting like you were going to be on it from the world standpoint.
No, I'm
Thank
not.
Thank you.
You know, here's the thing.
You're already playing at the wrong time of year. It's already got us all thrown off.
Soccer is just it's a methodical sport. It's a methodical sport. We almost had one breakthrough there. We almost had a nice attack breakthrough. That would have been a certain goal. The Iranians fended off, though, at the last minute. Uh-oh. Are the Iranians about to score here? If they score, it's a wrap.
We're in blue, John.
Yeah, well, I got it on TV.
Oh, I do too.
I might be behind you. That's the problem. I'm on YouTube TV.
Oh, yeah, you're
so I'm
you're
about 45
minute.
Seconds behind.
What minute are you in? I'm in the 20th minute here.
1950.
Yeah, we're in the 20th.
You're behind updates behind. Brad lead the updates.
I'm at
He's
19.
Ahead of you.
That is the problem with YouTube TV, man. It's just you're living in the past.
So I had to get off.
You're living in the damn past.
Still 0-0.
We will come back. Doc Holliday's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis football, Ryan Silverfield, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Get ready for your holiday road trip in a new ride from Gossett Kia on the Pike. How about 41 MPG Highway? Get it in 2023 Kia Forte LXS. $289 a month, 36-month lease, $27.99 due at signing. Or get a thrill for real in 2023 Kia K5 LXS. $365 a month, 36 6 month lease $31.99 to its son. And if you don't see what you want, not a problem. Let Bobby J order you a new ride today at Gossett Kia on the Pike, and you won't pay over MSRP. Plus, Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor.
P543577, MSRP 22335, K5 PG18669, MSRP 27765. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/30/22. With approved credit, dealer stock only. Warranties are limited. Powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
This holiday, whether you're making a Kroger Simple Truth turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for 2, Kroger has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup. So you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Choose from a great selection of digital coupons and use them up to 5 times in one transaction. Check our app for details. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It is moving season, so if that applies to you, if that's speaking to you, call my friends at Blacktie Moving for all your moving needs. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office, cross town, cross country, they're the team to call. 316-6196 is the phone number, 316-6196. They have changed moving in the city of Memphis because they get it. They know that when you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. They're licensed. They're bonded. They're insured. Their movers show up when they say they're going to show up. They stay on budget. These are the things you're looking for when you hire a moving company. Hire Blacktie. 316-6196 is the number. Book your move now because it'll book up fast. Moving season's always here. Blacktie wants to take the chore of moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. All right. Doc Holliday, sports anchor and sports director in waiting at WMC Action News 5. He's going to be replacing a legend in Jarvis Greer end of the year. We've talked to him about that. He joins us now, former Tigers running back. We got so much to talk about. Doc, congrats again on it being official over at 5. I'm so thankful we've got you on because you offer the unique perspective of being a proud former member of that Tigers football program and also being a member of the Memphis media. I'd ask you, Doc, where should we all be on Tigers football? And something we've talked about is this sort of apathy, it feels like, that sort of is hovering around the program right now. It feels like it can, you know, be a bad thing. With the reported news, Ryan Silverfield's going to be back with Seth Hennigan. How you feeling about Tigers football heading into year 4, Ryan Silverfield?
Hey, you know what, Jason? First of all, man, thank you all for having me again, man. And once again, God is good, man, for all these blessings and opportunities, man. But when it comes to Memphis Tigers football, I don't like to tell people how to feel. I know Tiger fans, each individual Tiger fan has their own unique feeling and, you know, opinion on how they feel the Tigers football program is and where it is. But I always look back to where we were, you know, before Fuente got here. You know, it was in a bad shape, man. You know, it was in a bad shape. And now, yes, we've gotten used to some outstanding seasons with some outstanding players and having a lot of great memories. But I'm one of those, man, you know, we're 6-6. Of course, I would have loved for the record to be better. But we're not 2-10. You know what I mean? We're not 3-8, 3-9. So when we reach 3-9 or 2-10 or something like that, then I'm like, man, we didn't hit the bottom. But now we're at 6-6. Of course, I wanted us to play better. Some of those games we were in, we could have won. We should have won, but we didn't win. And I'm one of those, man. I'm one of those. I don't publicly or secretly, privately wish for anybody to get fired. I don't care what job they have. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when a head coach gets fired, it's more than just the head coach. That he's going to be all right because he's going to get his money. But you got assistant coaches. You got their family. You got players, now they got to worry about another coach coming in. A lot of people are affected when a head coach gets fired, man. So I'm not happy with the season, but I'm not unhappy with the season either. You know, we're going to a bowl game. We're 6-6. I would have liked for us to be better, but we weren't. So this is what we are.
Doug, I appreciate that. I guess my follow-up would be because there's no denying the fact that when Ryan got the job at Memphis, there was – all-time momentum coming off the Cotton Bowl, coming off that stretch AAC title. So he inherited a program with unprecedented and unparalleled momentum. And I don't know where you stand on it, but it feels like to me that most of, if not all of that momentum is gone. So once you lose it, can the same coach get it back?
I mean, you know what, that's a great question. Now, I'm not one of those that say a coach can or can't do anything or something can. And you're right. We were on a high from their Cotton Bowl berth. But I don't think – a lot of momentum has been lost, but all momentum is not lost because, I would be, like I said, if all momentum was gone as far as how I look at it, we've been 0-12, you know. So, it's tough, man.
Because I know you're a Tiger. You want the program. You want the coach to succeed. So I'm not trying to put you in that spot. I'm not.
You cool?
You know,
no, that's a fair question.
Yeah.
It's a fair question. And people that know me, they know I'm not afraid to speak my mind when I have an opinion. And my opinion is no. I don't think he should have been fired, man. You know, we're 6-6. Some of those guys. Because I'm one of those that yes, man. I love the Memphis Tigers. I know why some Tiger fans are pissed off. Ain't nobody coming to the game. We went from, man, Cotton Bowl berth to now we're back down to 6-6. But I'm still one of those that, like, man, hey, we ain't 0-12. You know, it hadn't gotten that bad. I'm just on that, man. You know, so I'm not mad at anybody who says he should be fired because Ryan Silverfield is a grown man. He can speak for himself. He don't need me to defend him. Mm-hmm. You know, he don't need any of that. So, Your question is fair, and I'm not dodging it or feel uncomfortable about it at all. It's just that's just how I feel, and that's my perspective.
Should let me ask it this way, Doc. Should this team be at or near the top of what's going to be a new look AAC starting next year? An expectation of, all right, well, you know, you've had 2 6s and 6s here, and I expect in year 4 to at least be approaching. I guess expectations, Doc, in a new-look AAC that's going to lose Cincinnati, Houston, UCF. Should they still be, okay, this is a conference you should be a contender in year after year? Where should those expectations be set?
Oh, we should be at the top. If not competing for an AAC championship, especially with the teams that are leaving, like you said, we should be near the top. Now, if we're having this conversation next year in the Tigers 6-6, okay, yeah, all right, bro. We need to holler at you. We need to talk, Silverfield. But with the teams that are leaving, yes, we should be competing for a conference championship next season, and without question, and anything else would be extremely disappointing.
With you,
we're talking to Doc Holliday, Action News 5, soon going to be sports director at the turn of the new year, replacing the legend Jarvis Greer joining us here on the show. Doc, I know you are, you know, you bleed blue. You have major ambition for the University of Memphis. Do you feel like that is shared by the administration that is currently in place?
Oh man, that's another good question, man.
I'm firing at you here, Doc.
No, it's cool. It's all good, you know, because I don't really have a real personal relationship with Laird Veach or any of the, you know, ADs over there. So I would like to see. I would love to see more investment, not only in the football program but in the basketball program. I would love to see them help more when it comes to these NIL deals with these athletes. See, when you want to do something, you really have to do something. You really have to go out there. You have to talk to these boosters. Like right now, you know, they sent out a letter. They want the boosters to give money. Boosters who already give money, mm-hmm. you know. So I would like to see more investment, more, you know, let's get this right. What do we need to get this right? And what steps do we need to get this right? Because right now, bro, if these players are not getting the same amount of NIL money mm-hmm. that some of these other schools are getting, there's no way you're going to compete to get these players to keep coming here. So that ultimately falls on the administration. So the administration has to figure that out. So basketball, you know, people say a lot, man, but I know for a fact, a lot of that stuff, man, that goes on with basketball and what they have going on, the administration definitely can help more in that, and with football too, to be quite honest.
Could you see Deion at a USF or a Colorado, Doc?
Yeah, but if I was Deion, I wouldn't go to Colorado. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, but USF, I think South Florida would be the perfect stepping stone for him. Because if he goes to South Florida, he'd be successful. See, right now, they'd be like, he's doing it at Jackson State. You know, that's an out for a lot of these institutions. Now, he go to South Florida and make it happen. You know, like Willie Taggart, then they're like, okay, dang. So now what else are you going to say? So if I was him, I wouldn't touch that Colorado job. But the South Florida job, yeah. I would definitely talk to South Florida before I talk to Colorado if I was Deion Sanders.
Agree completely.
Agreed, 100%.
I want to go back to Memphis football real quick, Doc.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What did you make of Seth Hennigan's season? It was reported by Frank Bonner after the final game that he would indeed be coming back for a junior season. What have you made of Seth and his trajectory at that position?
Man, Seth, you know what, man? I call Hennigan, man, every time I see him play. Sometimes it's always good to get a fifth of Hennigan. You know what I mean? Move. You know what I mean? Give me a fifth of Hennigan, man. You know, because when you look at it, this is what it is about the Memphis Tigers football team. Seth didn't have an Anthony Miller, man. They didn't have any killers on mm-hmm. offense. They didn't. I love them, but they didn't. He didn't have anybody. Look, man, I need you to go take the top off the defense. Let me throw it out there. You go get it. He didn't have any dogs like that. And for him to still put up the numbers and to do the things that he did, I mean, it's hard, man, when you really don't have a lot of playmakers on offense that you can count on and you can go to. And he still did what he could do. I like Seth Hennigan. You know, the thing is, it's like the new media that we live in now, man, it's news. It's news that Ryan Silverfield is coming back, but hell, he's still under contract. To me, it would have been news if he got fired. Seth Hennigan is coming back. I'm like, well, he's supposed to come back. You know what I'm saying? So I like Seth Hennigan, man. I love the player he is. I love what he brings. He's still learning. You know, we saw the interception he just threw. That's just mm-hmm. having tunnel vision looking at that receiver and then see the DB back there. But I like Seth, man. I'm glad that he is coming back. I'm glad he'll be here. But I didn't expect him to go anywhere anyway.
Doctor, they got to go out and find those weapons. They got enough in there that they can develop on their own. I mean, we realize, especially in this day and age, you got to hit the transfer portal. You got to win the transfer portal. So you're always going to need to add something. But do they have enough there in terms of the, like you said, that other hungry guy on offense just wasn't there? Do they have some makings of it with what they have? Or are they going to have to all find all that in the transfer portal?
I put it like this. Now, you do want to go to the transfer portal and see if you can get some big-time playmakers. But if you don't, that falls on the coach.
All right,
coach, now you got to come up with a scheme to use what you have, man, because you have a lot of coaches. You have some programs. They don't have any 4-2 guys. They don't have any 4-3 guys. they have some guys like, okay, we're gonna run some underneath routes, we're gonna run some drags, we're gonna get y'all open in space. That's all Cooper Kupp and the Rams do. Cooper Kupp ain't no 4.2, 4.3 guy, but they put him in a position to where he has good enough feet and has good enough opportunities to where we're gonna put him in a position where a linebacker has to cover him. You know, you got to be creative on offense, man. So if you don't get anybody, now that falls on the coach. Now that falls on you, Silverfield. That falls on you, the offensive coordinator. You got to come up with some schemes. Whatever your offensive game plan and schematics are before you got here, you got to look at what you got. Then you got to adjust. That's how that goes. A lot of these coaches, man, like, this is how I'm going to play. Right. This is how I'm going to play regardless of my personnel. No, the great coaches be like, okay, this is what I want to do. But, this is what I got. So this is what I have to do. And – talking to Frank Hayes, to go to basketball right quick. Speaking with Frank Hayes, he said that. He said people say he's known for the zone defense. And he said, man, to tell you the truth, the only reason he started running zone, he said he used to play man-to-man. But he said he had a team where they wasn't that athletic.
Yep.
He said, I got to play a zone. I got to start playing. So he switched up what he was used to doing, what he wanted to do. So that's the same thing with the Tigers football, man. If this is what you have and what you don't have, now you got to go to work. You got to put your mind to work and be like, okay, let me come up with something to get these young men open to help make some plays and do some things. That's how you consider what a great coach is. Anybody can go out there and have the best talent, man. You just running past dudes and popping dudes in the mouth. Great coaches be like, okay, let me take this and let me mold this, man, and let me use what I got.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. You think Luke Fickell be great at Wisconsin? Was that a little bit of an eyebrow raiser for you like it was for us?
Man, all right, bro, I'm like, man, what the hell are you going and what the hell are you doing? Ain't Cincinnati going to a big con? I mean,
yes.
You leave there to go to Wisconsin to deal with them, dude? Come on, bro. I don't know what Luke Fickell was thinking about, but luckily I'm not a Cincinnati fan, so I don't care. I'm not a Luke fan, so I don't care. You know, I do like Star Wars and Luke Skywalker, but not Luke Fickell, you know. So, I don't know what he was thinking about, but that's not my issue, man. Bye-bye. So hopefully Cincinnati comes down a couple of notches.
What about Hugh Freeze at Auburn? Is that going to be a success off the rip?
If they tell Hugh Freeze if he got anything to do, don't use his school phone. Just use the personal phone. Other than that, he'll be all right.
Yeah,
he's an offensive genius, man. That dude knows football. He knows football. He knows offense. He knows how to get players. So I think he will be successful at Auburn, man, because he's been successful everywhere else he's went.
Hey, Doc, appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, man. Congrats again on everything, brother.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Appreciate you.
Doc Holliday from Action News 5. Update on your World Cup from Group B. The U.S. has scored.
Hey!
Who else?
But I ain't right back, though.
Pulisic.
I ain't right back. Let's go.
And he is hurt. He is hurt. He is down. He is down. Down goes Frazier. He is still down. It appears to be a shot to the nuts. That's what we're looking at here. He is down.
That's after the goal happened?
Yes.
Ran into the goal lead.
Yes.
Whoa.
And might have tore his groin.
No offsides. It is good. The goal is good. So now he is being helped off the field. The U.S. is going to have to do it, most likely, without their best player. They're going to have to hold. Now, this is the same thing.
What a sacrifice he's made.
This is the same damn thing that happened last time when the U.S. was playing during the week we were on the air. We gave Giannotto and Jeffrey the 1-0 lead.
Yeah.
They blew it.
Against Wales.
Can they hold this go-around? Can they do it? I am skeptical. A draw is no good because now, obviously Iran is going to be playing for their lives. Totally different strategy now. It's about to open up. So maybe the United States can find a way to get to 2-0 here and really put this thing on ice, Syrup on ice. But for now.
You're going to be Mr. Wrong today.
Another chance just left.
So exciting.
Just left here of the goal. But the United States, if this result does in fact hold, they will be moving on to the knockout stage in the World Cup. And the World Cup updates will live on. They will live on for one more day. But we will again have to do it without Christian Pulisic. He is out. He is done. He is absolutely done. That's a blow. That is a blow there to their hopes. He's trying to walk it off.
You sure he can't walk it off?
If you come out, can you come back in?
He's walking it off now. He has got a little jaunt on the sideline.
Oh, we
now.
Need him back, Joe.
But I don't think you can't bring him back in. Once he's out, you can't bring him back in. You can't sub in and out in soccer. Right? So if you leave the game, you're done. That's the way it works. you can substitute three times. You can't sub one guy in, one guy out.
And he had to come out, you're saying.
Yeah, I think once
even for injury.
You're catching me there, man. No, but I think for injury, I think it's still the same thing.
Hey.
I think it's still the same thing. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Let's appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Renovations, if we got some storms coming in, as you guys know, big event, and if they're as bad as people think they might be, it might be bad news for your roof. So you need to go ahead and program this number into your phone. Get it on speed dial. Is that a thing still anymore? Speed dial? 901-487-7096. That's Chris McCulley of McCulley Roofing and Renovations. If you get some storm damage to your roof, you can get it covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. Free roofing upgrade.
It's favorites now, and you might as well put Chris McCulley in your favorites. 901-487-7096, because you're going to need him sooner or later, sometime, as a homeowner. Whether it's your roof or maybe you got renovation things you want to do, ideas, hopes, dreams, Chris McCulley's team can do it. I give you the best price around to do it as well. Call them and see. 901-487-7096. You want to check out the 5-star reviews they've got on Facebook over McCulley Roofing and Renovations, you do that. You'll like what you see. Check out the website as well at McCulleyRoofingLLC.com. Again, it's McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, what a player. What a player, ladies and gentlemen. It's halftime in Qatar. U.S. 1, Iran 0. Wow. And so we will go to our soccer analyst Jason Smith to break down the action. Jason.
Disappointed couldn't get that 2-0 lead that we said we'd have to have before we handed it off to Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Nearly did. Ruled just offsides.
Offsides, correct.
Just offsides.
Right. That said, you have to love Christian Pulisic, what he did for his country, putting his body on the line to get that goal. John, I told you, I smelled victory today. You, sir, will be wrong. We will hold on this time. Victory to advance. That's my analysis, buddy. Top that.
Impossible to top. Impossible to top. Look, again, all they have to do now is hold.
You said he wasn't a goal scorer.
Hold.
What did he show you? What did Pulisic show you?
Wow.
He showed us.
I will say, early in that first period, is it the first half?
First half.
So in the first half, the defender from the U.S. did this tremendous move. He gets in front of the player on offense, you know, going towards the goal and just stops. Guy just plows right into him, hurts himself.
Oh,
it was pretty cool maneuver.
How
yeah, I'm not a soccer aficionado, but it looked cool, and it was nice to see Pulisic get the goal, y'all.
John's not either, and I'm not either. John just plays one, a soccer aficionado.
Oh, yeah. No, this is exactly what you're looking for. All you can do. We handed Giannotto and Jeffrey the 1-0 lead. We did that before. They did not take care of business.
You're still rooting for a second half, ain't you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You'd rather be wrong than right here, right?
Oh, of course, every time.
All right.
Every time. Just hold, baby. Just hold. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Doc Holliday. Thanks to Jessica Benson for joining us on the show as well. Giannotto and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.